I know people like always tell me that like I give
main character energy
vibes,
yeah,
but it's because subconsciously in my head there is a camera panning 360 around and like The Cure is playing in the background, yeah. And I'm just like,
hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Comment Section Show, starring me, Drew, your favorite as always and forever. And today I have a very, very special guest, the baddest bitch on the planet, the OG, the creator of the BBL effect, the one and only Antoni Boomba. Love it.
Hey you guys, I'm so excited to be on your show.
I'm obsessed with you.
I'm obsessed with you. Are you kidding me?
You're a trendsetter.
You live on my TL.
Period.
Yeah.
As I should.
Yeah.
On everyone's TL. The girls and the men especially.
Yeah.
I hope I haunt them like in their dreams.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying. For them, I'm like a virus.
No, yeah, totally. One stitched video yeah. at a time.
Right? It's like poison ivy. Just yeah. never stop itching. No matter what platform you go on, you're going to see me.
Oh, and it gets ugly when you itch it too. You know what I mean?
It gets worse. Like chicken pox.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
So Antoni is actually like the CEO, right? The creator, if you will,
yeah.
of the BBL effect.
Yeah.
The trend that set the nation on fire.
Yeah.
How was it when you created that? What made you want to do that in the first place? Is it just something you thought was funny?
Okay, so every single person that I went to school with when I was growing up will tell you.
Yeah.
I have been that way doing those things the entire time.
Yeah.
I have never not been that way. But when I moved to New York City, mm-hmm. I started getting really depressed. And, you know, I'm a pretty tough hoe.
Yeah.
So I needed something that was going to remind me who I was. And my roommates and I would stay up until like 3 a.m. and just psychoanalyze all of the like Revolve influencer yeah. girls.
Right.
And like all of the different types of like, you know, beauty standards that we live in to
yeah.
like now.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I was sitting there making this video, I heard that this specific audio.
Yeah.
Which I still want the rights, like the publishing rights to, because I'm like, yo, low key. Like,
if not royalties at
yeah,
the very
that's
least.
That's what I'm saying. Like low key, like, just give me 13%. Like,
that's
you know what
I'm,
I mean?
I think it's only fair.
Yeah. But anyways. I was sitting down and I was eating ice cream and I heard that audio and I was like, oh my God, like I just got this visual of myself eating it like that. And then I did. And then when I was trying to caption it, I was thinking about how to caption something in a super like in a super specific way
yeah.
that I knew like the niche of people that I was trying to get it to would understand.
Yeah, absolutely.
And someone with
and that they did. They understood it full well, babe.
Yeah.
They lit up TikTok with that
yeah.
that trend.
Yeah.
And then you just graduated it to the BBL wave.
Yeah.
Right.
She's moving on. She's going to college.
Right.
She's getting an education.
She's all grown now.
She's all grown.
She's all grown up. She's off on her. Yeah, she's a full-fledged woman now.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of her.
I really am too. Yeah.
When did you notice that it like really took a turn where it's like, this might actually turn into something that might like explode my platform?
People started telling me.
Yeah.
And then like it started getting to like my family members in different countries.
Oh
I'm
God.
Like, please God. Like, please.
You're all, I don't know her.
Yeah.
I've never seen that girl in my life.
No, yeah. I actually like, you know, I have like a relationship with my followers. Mm-hmm. We just keep everything low key. I'm a really low key girl.
Yeah.
I'm a really chill, low key girl. And I talk to probably like 70 of my followers, like 70 people who, if I see their names, I'll know
yeah,
who they are.
Consistently.
And so when I make videos, I make it for them.
Yeah.
And I think that it's just 70 people and I don't pay attention to the numbers. Yeah. As soon as it gets over like literally like 10,000 views, I don't know anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I think that's the best way to be a content creator, honestly,
totally.
To not focus on numbers nearly as much, because then they start to have you in a chokehold, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, like, my whole vibe is like, can I make something that makes myself like,
exactly,
you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
I can be like, that shit was funny as hell.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes when I make videos, I'm like, this one's gonna pop off.
Yeah,
like, you know when you make it and you're like, this is a good one.
Yeah.
And you're like, send.
You're
like, another good example for one of those for me is literally any time I make a TikTok about my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Anytime someone writes something mean, like, what's your boyfriend look like? He's probably 2 out of 10. Or they'll say, like, you don't have a boyfriend. what's your boyfriend look like, blah, blah, blah. He's probably short, blah, 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 blah.
Let me remind you.
You're probably single.
Yeah.
Every single time I see a comment, I open it and then I save it to my drafts because I'm like, I'm save that for a rainy I'm day, babe.
You know what? That mm-hmm. is so funny because when I get specific comments like that, like I don't even look at my comment section. Like
yeah.
I look at my comment section to see the people, like the 70 people that I'm yeah. talking about,
mm-hmm.
Because I follow them back.
Yeah.
And then I have like my mutuals, and then if I like see funny comments, I'll go to like see what they're saying so I can make up a new idea mm-hmm. or I could respond to a comment.
Yeah.
But like I'll literally like open my phone, open the comment and like literally record blah, 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 and then keep it in my drafts for like a week or two and
same.
Then answer it.
Same. And that's why like I've said people, like I've told other creators before, like that's one of my I know it's gonna hit every time.
Yeah.
Because my boyfriend is like handsome, yeah. objectively,
yeah,
and he's tall and good look. He's just a good looking dude. So
like a mystical superhero.
Yeah, I just know as soon I'm like a million likes. Thanks, babe. Yeah. Thanks for playing the game. Yeah. I appreciate it. Sometimes one time I posted one and I was like, I'm not gonna lie, I was waiting for one of you to put this so I could make this next video. That's called content creation, babe.
Yeah,
that's called staying consistent with the branding.
Yeah, and I think that you know, I think something that I'm really impressed about, like with you and just anybody who's able to really like grow so much and continue to grow so much is just like the amount of resilience and the like the mentality you have to be able to like have a healthy relationship with yourself and your family.
Thank you.
Which I really love. Like, I know like I can like kind of already tell like you have such a close relationship with your family.
Yeah.
I'm the same way, except like my mom and my like sisters don't really respond to my text messages. Like that's, they leave me unread all the time. I'm like, I know you see this. Oh my God. Like
when my mom doesn't respond, I'm like, what are you doing? Where are you?
Yeah.
What are you, busy?
No, my 14-year-old okay. sister, I called her the other day and I'm like, I called her and I let it ring for three rings. And then I hung up and then I called her back and she answered. She was like, hello. And I was like, I was sitting on the phone with you and I was feeling guilty as if I was taking you away from something that you're like doing. Like you might be busier than me. And I'm like, no, you're 14 years old. It's summertime. What the hell are you doing? She's like, I'm literally in bed, laying in bed, watching YouTube videos.
Oh, so you have your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why didn't you respond?
I literally FaceTimed both my siblings the yeah. other day. Literally both of them, because we were supposed to go to the movies. Mm-hmm. I FaceTimed both of them and both of them ignored me. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
You guys busy or something?
Yeah.
And then I called my dad. And my dad goes, no, they're both sitting right here. I was like, oh, that's nice. That's nice.
That's
to hear.
Rich.
I'm glad to hear they're not busy. They're just purposely ignoring me. That's nice. Glad to hear it. But you know what? Maybe those are bad bitch problems.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you're a bad bitch.
You know, and I think
sometimes
that
people get busy for you.
That's just what it is. Like, I feel like, you know, you hear so many people like having all these crazy like relationship issues about like, you know, being super possessive and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just used to bitches around me being like busy, successful,
Same.
Vibing out. So like, I'm like, if someone doesn't pick up to my like phone call, I'm like, she's really probably doing her. As she should. But when you come back to your phone, you'll see this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Ask my manager. I literally annoy her on the daily.
Me too.
Yeah.
My team too. My manager and my agent, I'm constantly bothering them.
Yeah. About the randomest bullshit.
Me too.
Too.
Yeah, same. I'm like, they're really earning that money, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Because they deserve it.
Yeah.
Because I'm just lighting it up all the time. I'm like, hey yeah. guys. And like when I have a meltdown, I'm like, guys, I kind of lost it back there. Sorry about that. Sorry I had to experience that. I don't know who she was, but that's not. Someone took my phone and was acting like a
someone
crazy
took my
person.
Phone.
I was hacked.
I'm dead.
Through text.
Like when Kim Kardashian's like, North did it again. North took my phone. I'm like, please shut the up.
And that's tea, honestly. But that's honestly a great segue into our topic for today. Today we're going to talk about how to be a bad bitch.
Yeah.
How to cultivate a bad bitch lifestyle. There's truly no better to women that you could ask.
Truly.
Two girls, two baddies, two queens. You know what I mean?
I mean, God really took so much time on the both of us.
Listen, you said it, not me.
This is a celebration, as a matter of fact.
Okay, so as we get into our topic for today, what we like to do here on the comment section is we bring up videos that I was tagged in or sent and that are applicable to our topic. We bring them here. We laugh, we make giggles, we give advice
on
how to be the baddest of all time.
I love that.
Right? I think so. So for this first video, I just like give descriptions of them.
Okay.
Basically, a breakdown of this video is it's a woman joking about how she noticed that she gained weight and it all went to her butt. Mm. And she turns around to reveal the dumpy, right? Which I would say is a good problem to have, arguably.
Yeah.
I mean, all butts are good butts, but if you gain weight and it goes there, I don't think that's a bad thing.
I understand, because, like, you know, I feel like, first of all, I want to say to this person, I really relate. You know, it's difficult to, like...
It's so hard.
It's really hard, like, to, you know, have, like, the, like... The natural Coke bottle body. Like,
oh my gosh.
Goes to my ass.
What,
like,
an issue.
It's, yeah.
It's
no,
truly like no one understands.
Yeah. No one.
The,
like,
fight that I've had to have
exactly.
my whole life.
Like they need solidarity. Like, we need to stick with those women. Like, you know what I mean?
I see you. I hear you.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I mean, I tell my friends all the time, like, they're like, you know, how do you feel so confident, you know, leaving the house? Because, I mean, a lot of people in the world, like, are, like, super transphobic. I say in New York, they're the most creative about it, but they're transphobic.
Tea.
And, like, you know, I feel like, you know, I've come to a bunch of little realizations.
Mm-hmm.
First off, men are super simple. The only reason why they're mad is because they want to put the tip in. That's it.
And that's tea, babe.
That's literally it. Men just want to put the tip in, and they're so angry when they can't.
Yeah.
Like, think about
it. At themselves and you.
Mm-hmm. And the thing about it is it's a whole psychological thing because they don't even realize they're, like, doing it.
Yeah.
You know what
literally.
I mean? Like,
the
I can.
Projection at its finest.
Yeah.
Yeah, it truly is.
It's super that. And, you know, once you get used to that, and, like, you can just look over at who's talking to you and be like, oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You said I'd say that too if I looked like that.
Yeah.
If I had your face,
yeah,
I'd be mad at the world too. Take it up with God, babe.
No, yeah. I mean, like, I think that it's so interesting, like, because, like, so for me, like, when I was growing up, my mom was a really, like, she was really critical.
Mm-hmm.
She really wanted us to be the best, and I appreciate her for that. And the thing that I appreciate the most about her and why she's, like, my inspo for everything is she never said that we weren't enough. Mm-hmm. She was never like, you're too dumb, you're not pretty enough.
Yeah.
She's always like, you're too smart to be doing something that stupid. You
I
know what I
you.
Mean? Like,
same.
I taught you how to wear colors correctly. Why did you leave the house wearing
and
that?
And you're looking a mess.
Yeah.
And I think those are the realest moms. I've literally said before, like, I saw a tweet once that said, like, parents are the best friends to have if you, like, you have a good relationship with them.
Yeah.
Because they talk shit to your face, but say good things behind your back, and
totally.
That's real.
Totally.
So I was like,
totally.
And I've said that before too, especially about my parents, my mom, like my sister, like the realest people to have around you when you have a good support system, especially if you're trying to be a bad bitch.
Yeah.
A good support system, whatever it may be, your real blood family, chosen family, friends, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
That's like pivotal, especially like when you're doing too much. They're going to always tell you.
Totally.
They're going to be so real and honest with you. Like, if I decided to sing, for example, like, let's say I was one of those TikTokers that was like, I'm going to sing.
Yeah.
And I can't sing for shit.
Our next pop princess.
Yeah. I can't sing for shit. But if I did it and it was trash,
yeah,
my mom would be like, that was garbage. But you know what? I respect the hustle.
Yeah.
The confidence. Let's pick something else.
Yeah.
And I think that that's important to have. Self-awareness. You know what I mean?
Like, my mom would be like, in the studio, like, okay, you know what? I see the vision. Let's put some auto-tune on that.
Exactly.
Let's put some auto-tune on that.
You know what? Let's get a little help.
Yeah.
You know what? Like, there's modern tools for singing.
Yeah.
We can make it sound like something.
No,
it's
yeah.
It's a good start. That's what it would be.
No, totally. And, like, that's kind of everything is, like, it's the, like, being a bad bitch, it is a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, and the thing about it is it's not just about, like, the appearance. You know, the appearance, it takes time to really, you know, like build, like, you know,
the confidence
and to build, like, an organic look
that
is, you know, your look.
Absolutely.
You know? But it's also a spiritual journey.
That's what I'm saying.
Truly.
That's like 90% of it, honestly.
Yeah.
The aesthetic will come after you achieve the internal.
No.
Is what, like, I think.
Because I remember I had so many moments when I was a kid, because I've always been like this. I've always been like this. It's always
Same.
Been that.
Same.
But I think, you know, because there was always so much so many expectations that I felt like were sort of held over me or impressed on me because I was first generation. Mm. And, you know, my sisters and I, we all work really hard to be able to make our parents proud.
Yeah.
And we also want to have a good reputation because we care a lot about people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I feel like part of that is when I would experience people or an oppositional reaction from the public, I would have this moment where I would, like, even as a kid, I would, like, close my eyes and I'd be like, everybody in the room that's saying something right now is so stupid. I really need to just ground myself and like feel like who I am,
yeah,
in my heart, and remind myself, like, you know, what it is that I want to see in the world.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, it's just about really being able to, like, silence all of the noise out. Mm-hmm. Because I just feel like that's part of the thing. It's like being a bad bitch, what it really is it's being ahead of your time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Period.
And especially being, like, a woman in, like, this world.
Yeah.
It's like, it's the people that have accepted that they are ahead of their time. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of, you know, maturity,
yeah,
that comes along with that.
Absolutely.
And I feel like, you know, sometimes it's really annoying because it's like you sit in a room and you feel like you're talking to fifth graders. But that's part of where, yeah, the spirituality and the spiritual experience comes in. Like,
yeah,
you know, like, that's part of, like, why the look is always so beautiful and plush and, yeah, refreshed. Skin is smooth, skin is clear, hair is laid, yeah, makeup is done. You know what I mean? Outfit is
absolutely
fire.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy when you mind your own business?
Exactly.
How much your skin clears up, totally, alone, period, by itself. I know I tell people all the time about being a bad bitch. I'm always like, there's no one way to do it. But there is a right way to do it, which, totally, is just like yours. And you, I feel like you vibe with this the best too, because you know exactly how it feels. But it's like your shine and, like, your confidence doesn't detract from others.
Yeah.
And that's, like, a true bad bitch. It's not someone who puts other women down to feel better about themselves.
Yeah.
It's someone who just knows that they're the baddest in their own right. And that's okay, because we're all unique. We're all one of one.
Yeah.
So we can all be the baddest. There's room for all of us.
Yeah.
Right?
So I mean, like, I've always believed that I'm only, sometimes, not all the time, but, mm-hmm, I'm only as good as I can make the people I love feel, mm, sometimes. And, you know, it's not, absolutely, always my fault how they feel.
Yeah.
But if all the people that I love have a similar experience of me, mm-hmm, you know what I mean?
Same. Yeah.
Gorgeous, funny, slightly chaotic, a little impulsive. But,
and just so incredibly humble.
Mm.
Me too.
Yeah, I would say that.
Same. The baddest of all time. So funny, so electric, so smart.
And humble.
And humble.
Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah.
I didn't make me this way.
Yeah.
It's not my fault.
It's really not my fault.
It's not my fault. I'm so sorry to hear that about you. That's why I think too, especially terrible men specifically.
Yeah.
Get so upset when they come across women like you and I, mm, because they're like, their validation means nothing to us.
Yeah.
Like, my shine has nothing to do with men.
Yeah.
It's all about me.
Yeah.
Like, it's, yeah, 100% about me.
Yeah. My gosh. And, like, you know, I remember growing up, I had a bunch of girlfriends who, mm-hmm, their mom would tell them, you know, if you have this color, like toenail color, like, mm-hmm, for, like, you know, getting your toes down, getting your nails,
yeah,
done,
yeah,
that boys aren't gonna like dark blues, boys aren't gonna like black, they're,
that's
gonna think,
so
you're
weird,
like this. And I'd be like, yo, what? Because I'm for real doing this for myself.
Same.
Like, I'm trying to give gothic core, like,
yeah,
I'm trying to give, like, vampirist. Like, you're really stepping,
and that
me,
makes you want to do it even more.
Yeah,
yeah, that was me. The,
yeah,
same. I had the exact same aversion to, like, well, what if, you know what I mean? And my mom never, I asked my mom for acrylics when I was like 7. I was like, listen, I saw a bitch with these. I'd like to step into the ring.
Yeah.
My mom was like, maybe we wait till you, like, hit puberty,
mm-hmm,
and then we'll go from there.
It's a little too soon, baby.
Yeah, it's a little too, just a little.
Yeah.
Just give me a minute. But, like, everything I ever wanted to try, my mom was always so supportive, like, of whatever I wanted to do. She,
yeah,
was like, you want to do that? I was a big goth girl.
Yeah.
In, like, 6th grade, which is so hard to understand because I was 5'6" when I was in 6th grade. Listen. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I've been a big bitch my whole life.
Mm.
So it was a little menacing, I will admit that. However, my mom took me to my very first concert. And it was a My Chemical Romance concert.
Oh my God.
Like, real, like, and we begged, like,
she looking over, like,
yeah, she took me and my sister, because we both were little goth babies at the time.
Yeah.
And I think part of it was because I was just copying my sister, like I always do.
Yeah, same.
But then, like, she was, like, in her, like, oh, my little sister's so annoying phase. And then my mom took us to that, and then I did a hard switch to the Jonas Brothers right after that.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, okay, you want to do that? We could do that, too. That's fine. It's, like, real, real hard left after after watching the Black Parade live.
That's so interesting. Like, that's, like, so interesting, like, that, like, My Chemical Romance twist to, like, Jonas Brothers, like...
real opposites.
Yeah, but, like, it was low-key, like, you were going through something.
Yeah, yeah, literally.
For real. Yeah.
Right. Whatever she's going through, she's doing well.
Yeah.
I hope she's doing well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how
wish I... Wish her the best. Yeah.
My mom was, like, little spooky, but that's cool. I support you, babe. Whatever you want to do. Like, when I was super into, like, goth music or... Don't come for me, alternative rock music.
Oh my God, I love alternative rock
music. Yeah, so like all that stuff, like my mom was super supportive. When I did Jonas Brothers, when I got super into that,
yeah,
she was like, sure, we can chase their tour bus. We could do that. That's
I
totally
love
fine.
That you're talking about all this stuff because like I have always felt like the music that I listened to, especially alternative rock music, really was because when I was growing up as a kid, I watched so many movies.
Yeah.
And I was always obsessed with how the cinematography would paint the main character.
Yeah.
So in my head, I know people like always tell me that like I give
main character energy
vibes.
Yeah.
But it's because subconsciously in my head, there is a camera panning 360 around and like The Cure is playing in the background.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
and like, I was like, I just want to be treated like a normal person.
Right.
Just for once.
Right. And I was like talking to my friend, and she's a really good friend of mine. She's the first person I lived with in New York. We're still very good friends to this day. I was going through something the other day where I was like super upset and this guy was just being so stupid. And she just reminded me like, listen, like I know this is hard and I want you to know that I sat and I listened to you the entire way through. And she said to me, you know, this is just another experience in your Carrie Bradshaw life. This is another one of those
moments.
And
that's moments. Tea, but that's poetry.
Yeah, like it really is true. Like I'm sitting there, like I'm sitting here like spilling my guts out to you in a Molly Goddard dress. Like I'm vibing, I'm in LA for work. Like we're still here, like we're vibing, you know?
Yeah.
Everything is like, everything is still kind.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Period.
Yeah.
It's sure. Is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I think that too, like, especially before I met my boyfriend now, like, well, we had known each other for a long time, but before we started dating, I was just sharing this experience with my sister on a podcast I have with her, but I was literally saying, like, I genuinely believed I was going to be alone. Like, I was like, because unfortunately I'm attracted to men and every one of them makes me want to jump off a cliff. So I think we're working alone, babe. That's what I was literally telling myself. I'm going to be alone and that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, and I made peace with it because I was just so disappointed by everything. And the smallest things I'm like, oh, I can't do it.
No,
I'm sorry. I can't do it. Thanks for playing though. I'm out of here.
That's so Virgo.
Yeah. It's such
Virgo.
A Virgo thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so like analytical about shit like that. And I genuinely don't care. So I'm like, all right, see you. Never. Bye.
Yeah. I understand.
I'll see you on February 31st.
Yeah.
Next. But
I mean, cause it's kind of like, that's also part of it. Like that's like why you find like a lot of bad bitches are so smart because it's kind of like, you know, that analytical side of you comes from, you know, critical thinking that you've had to like really adjust to because of situations that you might have experienced in the past because like you can't flop, like you can't flop again.
Yeah.
You can't,
absolutely.
You can never flop over the same thing again.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's my
one.
Biggest thing. You get one chance, bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You get one chance.
Literally, I think that too. I always think too, like there are sometimes like I'm like, don't I told my followers this too. I'm like, I've been down bad before, girl. Trust me. Like my version of down bad may be different from yours, but I've been there. We all been there.
Yeah.
But the important is, I go, I don't know that bitch.
Yeah.
I never seen that hoe in my life. I don't know who she is.
It was low key, but I still don't know that bitch.
Yeah, yeah. Because,
you know, I know what I did. Yeah. And that's the most embarrassing thing. Exactly. I know what I did.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. And that's why when then you just gaslight them, you're like, that literally wasn't me.
Yeah.
I feel like you're thinking of somebody else. One of these other bitches you're talking to, probably. That's probably who you're thinking
of.
Yeah. That wasn't me.
No.
Sorry. I've never seen that girl in my life.
Oh my God.
I don't know her. Yeah. I literally don't know her. Like, I just gaslight on 100.
I was back in the day, like, I remember when I was like, I think when I first started filming videos on TikTok,
yeah,
I was working 5 jobs to mm-hmm. move to New York. Mm-hmm. And one of my jobs is I was like a personal stylist salesperson at Nordstrom's.
Oh, okay.
And while I was working there, I ran into my ex from high school. And
no way.
I had blonde hair. I had like platinum blonde hair. Obviously, I had black hair when I was in high school.
Yeah.
But he recognized me, and he walked by me, and he was looking at me, and I looked at him, and I looked right through him.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even see, like, I was as if somebody, like, he was just walking, and I was looking at something behind him.
Yeah.
I literally looked right through him, and he walked right by me, didn't say a word to me, because he thought, like, oh, like, he didn't want to, like, you know, whatever, because I didn't recognize him.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, it's what I wanted you to think.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Cause
you know why? Because you're dead to me.
Yeah. Yeah, low-key, it's
no,
that.
Literally.
It's that. And it's, like, and it's also, like, that's the thing. It's, like, you're dead to me, but it's also, like, a spiritual death.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I've transcended all of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know her.
You're dead, and the version of me that dated you is dead also.
Dead.
She's gone, babe.
She's gone.
Yeah.
I don't know her.
She can't come to the phone right now because she's dead.
No. Yeah.
Okay, so let's get into some of the comments on this video.
Okay, sick.
Back to the girl with the dumpy. Right?
Okay, yeah, yeah. Damn.
Okay, so
we really left her in the dust. Yeah, we gotta get her back.
Okay, so this first comment says, it's basically men, like, they obviously feel so entitled to share their opinion on her body and her journey, right? Yeah. And this first one says, I'd walk across glass. I'm assuming for the dumpy is what his intentions are.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that because the answer is probably no.
You don't have to do that, babe.
I mean, you could do
you
it.
You don't have to do
I
that.
I just can't guarantee it's going to work out the way you want it to. This next one says, tell me you're self-obsessed without telling me you're self-obsessed. Here's my thing about being self-obsessed. It's okay. If you love yourself unconditionally, babe, what's wrong with that? Nothing.
My issue with that comment is,
yeah.
I'm guessing it came from a man.
Yep.
Why did he feel, because this is what it is. He commented that because he felt like she posted that video for him.
Exactly.
Why did you feel like she posted that exclusively for you?
The entitlement. The delusion.
Yeah. Because it's not an exclusive. It wasn't for you, babe.
It wasn't a private message.
No, yeah. Because, like, honestly, like, when I post things, like, I post things and I literally think that everybody that's seeing my videos are all women.
Same.
Like, I'm just sending it to the group chat.
Same.
That's it.
Same.
It wasn't supposed to go to you, babe.
The world's biggest group chat.
Yeah, the world's largest group chat.
I'm like, don't make me remove you from this
chat. Yeah, because you can get blocked.
Exactly.
You can get blocked.
Catch this block immediately.
Yes. Yeah.
I think that too. When my favorite kind of comment like that is when they're like, just not my type. Feelings mutual, babe. You own a mirror, right? Correct? Like, you've seen yourself. My favorite kind of comment is when they say things like, just not my type. And you know what's so funny? You know who gets comments like that? Actual famous women like mm-hmm. Meg Thee Stallion. Just not my type.
Crying.
And you think you're hers?
Crying.
I want you to look me in the eyes and tell me that you think you're Meg Thee Stallion's type.
Yeah.
That of all the men in the world that she could have, she would pick you.
You know what's so funny is that, you know, I see like women like her.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously you would see like a guy like whoever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only getting the worst images in my head, but let me try to be nice for real.
You don't have to be. That's the best part about my show.
Please. For my conscience though. Like, you know what I mean? Like, cuz you know, I feel like you would think because, you know, she's successful, she works hard, she makes a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
she's out of your league, bro. Mm-hmm. Obvi. But the thing about it is if you put a woman like her in a room with this kind of guy, it's just kind of like he just becomes the dust. You know what I mean? Like
immediately.
They get so quiet, like all of a sudden, like all the jokes quiet, silent, like they have nothing to say.
Immediately.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's so weird. And you know, I have guy friends and I have very few of them. Now I have one of them.
Oh, God.
You can count on one hand and one finger.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, no. I actually have two. I have two. One just lives in Canada. But I have two really great guy friends. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, I'm really big on telling them because I feel like no one is going to tell them, mm-hmm. yo, she's just not that into you. Mm-hmm. She's not that into you.
Read the room, babe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, you hang out with all these dudes who, like, love to, like, pop your collar and keep you optimistic. They're dreamers. But you know what the thing is?
They're ambitious.
But they don't want to put the work in. Yeah. You know what I mean? They don't want to put the work in. They still use 3-in-1s.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The level of, like, I've talked about this so many times, but the level of delusion you have to live in.
Yeah.
To lie to yourself like that.
Yeah.
That's why I said self-awareness is key.
Totally.
Confidence is great. Self-awareness is essential to be a contributing member of society. Like, you have to know, like, where you're at in the pecking order.
Totally.
And that's why I say, like, from within, like, just like being a bad bitch, being an ugly little balding short dude, that's internal, babe.
That's internal.
You may also be short and balding, but, like, that's not the problem.
Yeah.
It's the inside. It's rotted.
Yeah.
And it's coming out through your pores.
And I'm not even trying to be satirical here. Like, I'm not even trying to, like, be satirical at all. It is, like, an internal thing. Because it's not even about, like, these weird phobias. It is an internal thing. Ugliness begins within, right?
Absolutely.
And I feel like I'm one of those people who believes, like, how you do one thing could be how you do everything, uh-huh. right? So if you're ugly on the inside, it's going to protrude on the outside.
Yeah.
Because water's wet, rocks are hard, my ass is fat. You know what I mean? Like, what it is, the proof is in the pudding. Amen. There is not one pretty bitch who's ugly on the inside.
That's what I'm saying.
Trust me.
And I said, and hot people don't spend their time going and telling other people how not hot they are.
Yeah.
Unprovoked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I always think, too, when men cast the first stone like that, you should not be living in a glass house, babe.
Yeah.
That's why I said you commented on my looks and then I commented on yours and that makes me a bad person.
Yeah.
How? Like, the amount of men that have called me an ugly fat bitch and then I turned around and told them that they look like a medieval Friar Tuck and all of a sudden I'm a bad person.
My favorite
thing.
Like,
I just feel like you didn't have to bring looks.
Yeah. My favorite thing about you is that I know it's always because, like, you cancel out double standards.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Anywhere else, like, y'all can, like, go run whatever y'all, the muck y'all run, but not here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just feel like if we're going to play, let's.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
All of a sudden, you don't like the rules, so you want to take your ball and go home? That's crazy.
Oh, no.
I always say it's like double dutch. Like, we take turns.
Yeah.
I jumped in, and all of a sudden, you don't want to swing rope anymore, bro.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I thought we were having a good time. I was like, they're all silly.
Yeah.
We're all goofing. You know why you got mad? Because I was right.
Yeah.
The amount of times. One time I made a video about a dude, and this was the first time I had ever made this joke, but I told him, what size are those feet? It looks like you're about 7.5, 8. Is that what you have? I said, yeah, that makes sense. And when he made a video responding, that's the only thing he talked about.
Yeah.
I said countless other things. He was like, listen, my shoe size should not dictate my worth.
Yeah.
But mind you, he made a rancid video about one of my close personal friends talking about how, like, her as a fat person is, like, shameful to society. And when he has kids, he doesn't want them to grow up in a world where they look at people like her and think that that's beautiful. He said that with his whole chest.
Whoa.
So, I mean, maybe if you had bigger feet, you would stand a little stronger. I don't know, because it seems like I blew you over with that one comment. He lost his mind. He made 10 videos about me.
Like, that's crazy, because, like, I think of stuff like that, and mm-hmm. my biggest thing is, like, I'm not stupid.
Yeah.
So whenever I hear people feel so free to, like, express like their negative thoughts or their negative
or bigoted thoughts.
Bigoted thoughts. Let's be specific here. Yeah. Their bigoted thoughts, their bigoted opinions. I cannot imagine what their internal dialogue sounds like.
Same.
Must suck. Same. And the fact is because they feel like free enough to say it in public, yeah, in front of other people,
yeah,
it's probably subconscious. So they don't even understand it or probably notice it at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So when you have someone like me, they're like, I just don't understand. That's like the biggest thing they say. I don't understand why you would do this to me. I don't know. Go rewatch your video and then you ask me why. I can't tell you how many dudes have said that to me. Whoa. I just don't understand like why you would pick me. Like you're such a big account. Yeah. And you know I exist. So why'd you do it?
Yeah.
Because you thought I was never going to see it. The amount of dudes that have made videos about me specifically. And then they're literally like, I just don't get like why she would do this. That's someone who thought I would never see that shit. They're like hoping it goes to that alt-right side of TikTok and they're hoping it doesn't find me. But I call my followers my little birds, like in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like Varys in this bitch. Like that, my little birds are watching always.
Yeah.
Never, never be too careful because they'll send me shit from... I got shit once sent to me from a Tumblr post. I can't remember the last time I went on Tumblr. They're like, girl, I found this guy. They'll send them to me on Twitter. They'll get it off Twitter, send it to me on Instagram. They're like, I know this guy blocked you because he told me he did, but I recorded it and I sent it to you.
Dad. So like...
So walk carefully, babe. Tread carefully when you're going to make those videos. Or just make peace with the fact that I'm going to find it.
Yeah, because I really might see it.
Yeah, I will see it. Yeah. It's a guarantee. I've seen videos that had like 2 likes and they were about me.
And you're like, you know what? I actually for real have time right now. I'm going to go off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the one I did about that guy, like one guy, he called me the ugliest bitch he's ever seen in his entire life.
Whoa.
Ever. I was like, have you only been hanging out with the Hadids? Like, that's probably why, no. Huh? I can't even imagine. Do you live in Beyonce's house? Is that why you said that about me? That's crazy.
I'm dead.
But yeah, he had just posted it. 0 likes, 0 comments, 1 minute. And I found it and I was like, sorry, dude. RIP to that account.
Yeah, no. Especially when you go back to those people and it's like, account's been deleted, account's been deleted. I'm like, yeah. Damn.
I privated my account because I just like was waiting. Like the excuses they make.
Oh my gosh.
The excuse. And sometimes don't you even think you're like, you really want to do this with me?
Yeah.
Because I saw what you looked like. Are you sure?
No, yeah. Like my biggest thing is like, you know, I'm from the South and I'm African. Mm-hmm. And I think that sometimes like people get an idea of me because of how I look or how I sound.
I am
so about like if it comes down to like, you know, beating a bitch down, if we really got you know, I feel it, I'm with you. Yeah, like yeah. I'm not above that. Like I think like I'm very intentional about the time that I spend doing what I do, but like especially if I'm getting paid to put you in check, I'm gonna do it, babe. I'm gonna find the best ones. Did you hear the knuckle crack in the mic? I'm gonna find the best ones. I'm gonna find the real pick me's.
Yeah,
and I'm really gonna light y'all on fire.
At me.
Yeah.
That's why I said a lot of content creators can't respond to stuff like that.
Yeah.
But that's my whole platform, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll literally get hate on like Twitter, for example, which is like probably one of the most like free for all.
Oh my god, it is it's a dark web.
No,
on Twitter.
Truly.
Twitter is a dark web.
And I'll get some stuff and I'll find a picture of what they look like and then I'll retweet it and I'll put the picture and I'll be like, is this you? I just want to be sure.
Yeah.
Just confirm, just give me a Y or an N if this is really you. Tweet deleted immediately. I said, so you thought I wasn't gonna see that mug, huh? That's what you thought?
Yeah.
Interesting. I got a whole lot of jokes. You want to start? One time I tweeted a picture. I responded to a comment because there was 2 kids in the photo, 2 dudes. And I said, which one are you? Because I got mad jokes for both. Tell me, left or right? My left or your right? You know what I'm saying? And they never responded. They just blocked me.
That's crazy.
So I said, I don't know why you think I'm above it because that's how I built my platform in the first place.
I feel like, you know, my...
Bad bitch...
I find it like my experience of myself, which is so interesting. I was seeing this, I saw this TikTok and it was a TikTok made and someone made a day in the life as a Sagittarius and I'm a Sagittarius.
Yeah.
So I watched it and the character was extremely oblivious to all of the random luck that had the experience in their life. For me, like I get hate all the time, mm-hmm, it's kind of same. Like white noise.
Same.
It really is like white noise. Like, I'm so not, like, my mentality when I was growing up was like, why would I ruminate on negative energy if, like, we have, like, you know, Chanel bags? Like, that's, like, that's been, like, yeah, like, that's where my focus is in. Like, yeah, if I'm, like, if I think about what topic gives me more energy, it's yeah, going to be something that has to do with, like, you know, not to be corny, but, like, you know, like, love and yeah, happiness and joy. Mm-hmm. And, like, those things genuinely fill me up. Like, I think, like, and that's the thing. I think, like for me and how I film my videos and what I do, like, for my content, it's all stuff that I do with, like my homegirl from North Carolina, she moved to New York. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she works with me now. I pay her to, like, be my assistant. I pay yeah, her to, like, film my videos with me. And, like, we just sit down on the couch and we just talk mad shit and make up funny ass ideas, and yeah, nothing can penetrate that, yeah, to be honest.
Well, and that's why I think all the time, like, when people are like, hate doesn't get to you, blah blah blah, because I'm sure you're probably one of the few creators I've met that probably gets the same kind of hate I do,
yeah,
or the same amount at the very least,
yeah,
because I get it like crazy. But you're probably one of the only ones I've met in real life that actually has a similar experience with me when yeah, it comes to hate. And I was saying, after a while, like, it, even the initial doesn't bother me. When yeah, I first started getting hate, it made me laugh. And then now I've grown the platform. So now even more so, it doesn't bother me. Yeah. Like, you would be surprised how yeah, often we get it and how it's like, well, it rolls right off me, bro. It doesn't mean anything to me. Oh my is what gosh, I always tell people.
The death threats too. The death threats are
oh
funny,
yeah, I get those all the time.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, like, you know, like the, like,
dime a dozen.
Yeah, mm-hmm, the KYS ones are, like, always interesting. But then the ones where they're creative, I'm like, oh, you took time on this. You
yeah,
know what I mean? LOL.
Oh yeah, babe.
Sometimes I'll leave a little heart, and then I'll leave a little heart.
You're like, you want get in line.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a queue forming over here if yeah, you want to join it.
But, like, genuinely, like, I'm not even trying to be, like, one of those, like, people who, like, tries to, like, preach confidence or anything. I for real don't care about you, bro. Like,
yeah,
for real.
Same.
Like, literally.
Same.
Like,
I've said before, like, I don't even care about, like, your livelihood.
Yeah.
Like, if, like, this sounds morbid, but, like, if you drop dead tomorrow, it wouldn't matter to me. Mm-hmm. Like, it wouldn't affect, my life would go on and be awesome
yeah,
forever. So, no, like, you think I'm going to care about your words? No.
Also?
Absolutely not. I just realized, too, I'm a Virgo sun, but I'm a Sagittarius rising.
Oh my God.
Yeah, look at us. What's your moon?
I'm a Gemini moon.
Oh, I'm a Cancer moon.
I love that. My mm-hmm, older sister's a Cancer moon.
Yeah, I love it. Look, yeah, look at us. We're opposites.
I know.
But twins.
That's what I think also. But, like, I want to say this because I know, like, you know, like, say you and I both, we sort of have, you know, unconventional jobs, and
yeah,
we live, like, lifestyles that, you know, I think many Americans don't live.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have to talk about where the real bad bitches are. The right? real resilient bad bitches are in the service industry.
I just talked about this, I'm not even joking you, like, 2 days ago.
Built me from the ground up.
I just talked about this. I literally, because I made a comment about how my job is stressful, and everyone's like, yeah, you're acting like that's the hardest job. I never said it was the hardest job. No. I've had much harder jobs, babe.
Totally.
I said the hardest job I've ever had was being a waitress. Mm. People go out with the intent of being awful. Like, they literally are like, I'm going to go to Chili's and ruin this person's day. Why?
Yes, yes, why? Yes, yes.
That's why I said, like, give it up to service retail workers.
Oh, my gosh.
God's strongest soldiers, honestly, yeah, especially if you've been in that industry for a long time. Like, you see, like, the most rotten core of humanity.
Totally.
When you're serving other people, like, oh my God, as a server, I dealt with the worst people. And I worked in, like, a pretty expensive restaurant yeah, at the time. And I had to dress like I was working at Old Navy, which was kind of odd because the menu was so expensive. But, like, the way people treated me in that restaurant, oh my God. Crazy. And I had a job right out of college, like, where it was basically, it was my job to give people bad news. So I had to tell them, like, hey, your freeway's going to be closed. So, like, your commute's going to be terrible for the next 6 months. Hope you're cool with that. And I would get berated on people's front lawns. Like, they would literally yell at me like I was the one doing the freeway construction. That job was easier than being a waitress.
Totally.
The worst.
No,
breaking
totally,
work.
Oh my gosh. I have to say, like, I literally have to say, like, I would say, I mean, I've worked a lot of crazy jobs. I remember I was a janitor for like a year, no, 2 years and a half, two and a half years. Yeah, I was working at this like low income apartment complex, and like I'd have to clean units that were like, you know, infested with roaches. I've done like crazy stuff.
Oh my God. Jobs.
But I think the worst job I think I've ever worked in my life, the most like, you know, terrifying was definitely being a Starbucks barista. I would say that. I would say that because also like the pay is so terrible. The pay is the pay is like disrespectfully
For the shit you have to deal with.
No, like while you were talking, I was having in the back of my mind, I was having flashbacks of all the things that were thrown at me, and I would be like,
are your reflexes are on point now?
Yes. Someone threw like a Bible pamphlet at me on a Sunday, and they like, because they were mad that, you know, the drive-thru was taking forever.
Oh,
and I
picked
up the pamphlet after I dodged it, and it said, "Have you found Christ?" I was like, really?
You know, I don't think I believe in him anymore after my interaction with you.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I was
hot drinks, cold drinks.
Yeah, I was stoppers. A waitress. I dealt with the most rotten people in the world. Like, truly just some of the worst people. Like, I'll never understand. And like, even before that, I was super big on how you act around. That's another huge thing. If you're a bad bitch and you're trying to date, right, watch how they interact with staff.
Totally.
Wait staff, retail people, like if you're driving through somewhere, watch how they react or treat them, because that's like a huge indicator of like a rotten evil person.
Totally.
Like how they treat waitresses.
I was actually saying this in one of my videos. I said, if you want to really get to know your partner, look at their Uber rating. Look at their Uber rating.
T.
You know what I mean? Because how you treat those workers, because the thing about it is like, you won't drop lower than a 4.6 or a 4.5 if you haven't had multiple experiences. You know, I put
negative ones.
No, like literally like a 3.9. Like I put this video up and people were in the comments like, no, this isn't fair. Like my friend threw up in the back of one. I'm like, babe, that has to have happened more than one time for you to really hit those low. Because you have to work hard for those points.
Yeah.
You know?
Literally. I think one of the things I've said too, to like, since we're talking about if you're dating as a bad bitch, something to keep an eye out too is like how they treat you when you're not happy. So when you're angry, when you're stressed, when you're upset, when you're sad, when you're grieving, like these are all things to factor in.
Yeah.
How do they treat you? Because it's easy to be awesome when everything's awesome.
Yeah.
When you're at your best and they're at their best, like it's easy to be like, oh, it's so easy to be a good person, to be a good partner, right?
Yeah.
But as soon as you get angry, whether it's with them or anybody else,
yeah,
how they react to you is a huge red flag to me. Like if they're dismissive, if they like belittle you or they make you feel stupid for how you feel, your emotions, all of that stuff.
I have to ask you, what do you think is worse? A guy who is like resigned / dismissive, or a guy who like gets like angry when you're angry?
I think dismissive is worse.
Yeah.
To be honest. Anger is still a feeling.
Yeah.
So like, there's been times when I've gotten angry with my boyfriend and he's gotten angry too, not at me, but just at the fact that I reacted negatively to something he said and that's not what he intended.
Yeah.
And so we've talked about intention versus impact.
Yeah. Right?
And how it doesn't really matter how you intended it. It matters how it impacted me. Right. We've unpacked that a lot. So that was just communication styles. We have very different ones.
Yeah.
But someone who's dismissive, that's internal. Like that's something that they need to work on, because that means they just don't care. When they get angry, depends on what you mean by angry. If they just get upset when you get upset, like that's pretty natural depending on how it unfolds.
Yeah.
But if they're like, obviously they're getting angry at you or aggressive towards you, that's different.
Oh my God. I just had a situation the other day
where
I got really upset with one of my friends, and he's a very good friend. He was a very good friend of mine, and I was really upset because he had done something really disrespectful to me.
Yeah,
and it wasn't the first time it had happened. It happened again, and this is the first time I was trying something new as a Sagittarius. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna be vulnerable here, and I'm gonna have an adult conversation with you and tell you how this actually makes me feel and what I would like from you in the future. After I said that, and mind you, like, I don't raise my voice, like, you know, I grew up around a lot of really strong women who don't yell at. So I don't yell at people.
Yeah.
And after I said what I said,
yeah,
He proceeded to sit with me on the 405 for 45 minutes in silence and nothing. We were dead silent.
Yeah.
He said nothing to me. The only thing that was going on in the car was the playing of Chris Brown's new album. When I tell you, I have never in my life wanted to jump.
Roll out.
I'm sleeping on the highway tonight.
Unlock this door immediately. Unlock this door immediately. I'm getting out.
Oh, yeah. It was so bad. It was, like, literally so bad. And, like, never at a moment in my life. And, like, you know, I was like, you know, that was insanely crazy. I, like, asked him, like he, like, left stuff over at my Airbnb.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you want to come pick this up? And we talked. And
yeah,
I think I've never been like that upset because the responses were so dismissive.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I just want to give you your space. And we were going to talk whenever we were going to talk, you know, I'll see you when I see you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, that's one thing if like
code,
I had upset you, but you upset me.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? And I was like,
exactly.
The dismissive and the resigned thing will have me. I was watching myself because I was disassociating so much. I like was watching myself like in a bird's eye view.
Yeah.
I'm like pacing around the living room, pacing around the kitchen, like it's like. Like, you know, like when the delayed effect on TikTok.
Yeah, it really does make you feel like you're losing it.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dismissive nature of men like that, especially like when to them it's very simple.
Yeah.
And to you it's not.
Yeah.
So like that kind of like dichotomy, I can't do it. Like the silence, I wish I could be that bitch that's like, yeah. Sometimes I talk to my mom and she's like, well, you just gotta ignore it. Like you just gotta ignore him for a little. And I was like, I can't. I don't have it in me. I try so hard. But like I'm getting better where I'm like giving space and like fine. But then I'm like, if you don't come and talk to me in 2 minutes, I swear to God.
Yeah.
Like I literally get so upset because I'm someone who likes to talk about things immediately.
Totally.
Squash it, get rid of it.
Yeah.
We're done.
Get the weird vibe.
Yeah,
out
exactly.
Of the room.
He's someone who needs time. And I'm like,
yeah.
To do what?
Yeah.
Exactly. So, like, because obviously we love each other, we're working on communication styles with each other.
Yeah.
But I feel you. Because that's, like, and that's also another thing for bad bitches. Like, don't settle for shit like that. If you immediately have a bad feeling about it, leave.
Yeah.
Right? Communicate it once. If it doesn't fix, if he doesn't even actively try to fix it.
Yeah.
It's a learned behavior. He doesn't care.
And I think the thing that people, I think, don't express a lot is the fact that, you know, we're talking about this, you know, all made up and, mm-hmm. you know, in a separate room outside of that situation.
Yeah.
And it's easy to say, like, be a bad bitch, be a bad bitch, be a bad bitch. I think choosing to be a bad bitch is a visionary experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's manifesting, like, your future. In the moment, it feels lonely. It feels humiliating. You feel isolated. You feel alienated.
Yeah.
You feel like you don't even like yourself because, like, you choosing to be authentic about, you know, what you believe in and how you feel
and what you want
has put you at odds with something that makes you feel very comfortable and safe.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's where that like maturity and spirituality like comes in. It's an inevitable experience because
it's a real trust the process.
Totally.
Journey. Because you're like, it's going to end up where it's supposed to end up. It just doesn't feel very good in the beginning.
Totally.
Especially if you're surrounded by the wrong people.
Totally.
Bad friends, bad partner. If you have any sort of negative family members, anything like that,
yeah,
all of them will turn away immediately at stuff like this because then they're going to tell you that you're changing and that you're different now and blah, 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 which is a good thing. Nothing's wrong with growth. Evolution is inevitable and it's necessary to become a better person, a better human overall.
You just have to be like the certain kind of bad bitch that doesn't compromise.
There you go.
You just have to choose that.
And compromising is the same thing as it's literally settling for anything, friends, partner, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Living situation. Job, totally. All of that stuff. So, okay.
That's my biggest secret is there are things that I do not compromise.
Mm-hmm.
And I will think about all the different times in my life where I've asked for something and I'm living into I have it.
Yeah.
I'm living it. I have it. And it's like a movie because I chose not to compromise.
Exactly. That's the universe opening up to you.
Totally.
It's the same thing with love too. I've talked about that too. They'll bust it wide open for you.
Yeah.
Once you're ready, It'll happen for
it'll
you.
It'll bust wide open.
It'll bust wide open for you. Okay, so this next video is a woman who's just wearing a new high-waisted bikini she bought and telling people where it's from.
Love that.
And she writes, "These are the best swim bottoms I have. I had to share. Also, I just bodied a bomb chicken parm for lunch." Period, bitch.
Live your life.
Right? So some of the comments are rancid, as per usual, right? They say, "Damn, they made the leggings that girls, what is it, tuck them stomachs into in swimsuit form, I guess, a bathing suit version." Oh, that's what it is. This next one says, "High-waisted should be banned. It's over. We'll never know the female's true form." So, fat jokes. They hit every time. I always think the joke about high-waisted, they're like, "Oh, well, take your stomach out of your leggings." When you, like, if you have a belly for some reason or anything that hangs, right? The leggings don't hide it. Like, it just goes higher.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, are you an idiot? That's what I'm saying. Like, when you see someone, like, if you see a thin person in high-waisted shorts or, like, you know that they're thin because they don't have a belly. Do you see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It doesn't erase your belly. Like, are you stupid? That's what I always think. You must be an idiot.
I just don't understand, like, why those specific, I think there's a name for them. I think it's called incels.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yep.
they have this, it's almost like it's like an illness. I don't know.
Mental illness, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Yeah. It's like, it's really insane. I'm sitting there and I'm like, "Oh my God, what do you look like?" You know what I'm saying? Like,
I can only imagine.
You know, if like I can only imagine, and I feel like there's this weird sort of double standard, mm-hmm, where I feel like people, it's not even that, because beauty is pretty subjective, right?
That's what I say. I say that all the time.
I feel like there's this pressure, the issue about the pressure of women being beautiful in our society. It's not the pressure of being or having to be beautiful, but it's the pressure of, like, kind of impressing upon a stranger that you've never met before to be, like, your porn fantasy.
Yeah.
And if you are not that, then you are wrong.
Yeah.
Bro, you're ugly. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You're ugly.
Yeah.
You know?
You're ugly calling other people ugly. Like, that's never gonna not, that's always gonna be funny.
Yeah.
That's a joke.
Yeah.
That's, like, the truest gag of it all.
It's crazy.
It's like, they'll never know the true female form. And it's not because of high-waisted leggings. It's because no woman's ever gonna want to get naked in front of you.
Ever.
And that's on you, babe.
Yeah.
Like, I've literally said, you look like Doodle Bob,
yeah,
and like, you're out here going, "I literally cannot believe how ugly this bitch."
I'm dead.
Babe, focus on you. Like, redirect that energy inside. Like,
yeah,
you perfect the physical form before you start casting stones. And then, like, dudes who are in shape or considered conventionally attractive, whatever that may be,
yeah,
who say shit like this,
yeah,
I'm like, you're mad because you've been convinced your whole life that if your body is like 2% body fat, you have like an 8-pack, whatever, that's going to be enough. And
no personality.
Yeah. And then you're still insufferable to talk to.
Yeah.
So shocker, women are like, no.
Yeah, no.
And like, they're like, "I ate bland chicken every day for 6 years and you don't want to f*** me?"
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah, bro.
That's not what Joe Rogan told me.
It's crazy because it's just like, you know, just because you went and did all that, even like, because I mean, some of the guys that like talk like that don't even do that.
Yeah,
but it's like,
that's the biggest irony.
It is such an insufferable experience to literally even be close to you in proximity. And I just want to tell those men, like, you are not him.
Yeah,
you are not him.
Whoever you think you are,
you are not Himothy. You are not Hemi Neutron. You are not that guy. You
ever.
Are not ever.
You aren't.
You
and
never,
you never
were.
Will be.
Yeah.
And that's why I said, when I make fun of dudes on TikTok, these kinds of dudes specifically,
yeah,
and I make fun of them and they're like, "Oh, you're just so mean," whatever. I always think, that's not me being mean. This is me being nice. This is me fighting with one hand tied behind my back. If I was going to be mean, I would tell you that you're literally, your life means nothing.
Yeah.
And it's never going to. You're going to work your minimum wage job and you're going to die in a shallow grave and no one's going to be there, not even your mom. That's me being mean. And that's the truth, unfortunately.
If I can drop this mic.
Like, that's what I'm like, that's me being mean.
Yeah.
Me calling you like a peanut head, that's not me being mean. That's me being silly.
Yeah.
She's having a silly, goofy time.
I'm dead.
But you having no bitches and being pussy-less for the rest of your life, that's just a fact. Yeah. That's a scientific fact.
Yeah.
Write it into law. Put it in the Constitution. Never lay this dude. Ever. Ever, 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 ever. And that's why I said, with or without the Hercules pecs, you're not going to get any bitches. Yeah. And it's because you are the worst.
Oh, my God.
As I said, at what point do you look in the mirror and you're like, what are the odds every woman I've ever interacted with is wrong? What are the odds? I've interacted with thousands of women, including my own mother, and none of them can stand to be around me. What are the odds they're all wrong?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's delusion. Like, you have to convince yourself.
Oh, my God.
That's what you have to, tell yourself, you know what? I'm the best, and everyone else is wrong.
Bro, like,
that's the opposite of being a bad bitch.
That's just so weird. Like, it's so weird to me because, like, a lot of guys don't understand that, like, you know how, like, those videos of, like, oh, you know, when he sticks around a little too long after he buys you a drink?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, you have to, like not you have to, but, like, sometimes the girl feels, like,
obligated
to stick around. Like, it's, like, oh, she, you know, she has to put in her hours. You know
charity.
What I mean?
Yeah. Truly. It's punching a time card at this point.
Totally.
At this point, I'm going to start charging
you. At the end of the night, she's going to go up to somebody, like, the bouncer, and be, like, yeah, this is the one. He's, like, thank you so much. I'll see you next weekend.
Yeah, she's like, that's my charity for the month. Literally. Honestly, that's why I said enough charity. When you see the first little infliction of shit like this, sometimes they'll be like, I do have a girlfriend, when they're commenting on other women's bodies. Like the dude who made a video about me and said I was ugly, like the ugliest person he's ever seen, he was married, right?
Yeah.
Verified, right? And I said, does your wife know that you spend your free time looking at me? I'd look into that if I were her. I must not be that ugly, huh? You spend your free time looking at me and you got a bitch at home?
That's so crazy.
That sounds like attraction to
That's
me,
That's disrespectful.
Babe. No, it is.
Yeah.
And I said, tell your girlfriend that you spend your free time oogling me.
Yeah.
And see how she feels about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll you think she's going to be supportive?
Shut the fuck up. You shut the fuck up. Tell your girl I'm sorry. I'm very sorry for her. You know, you got a friend in me. You know?
Sometimes, I'm sure you have this too, because you teach people how to be a bad bitch. Sometimes I'll have women tell me, like, I should have known that my, like, husband was trash because he hated when I watched your videos. I get those all the time. And she's like, my soon-to-be ex-husband hated when I watched your videos.
Whoa.
And I'm like, yeah. And I tell people all the time, it's not like they don't have to think I'm the funniest bitch in the world. But if they openly and aggressively hate me, run.
Yeah, if like
the other way.
If you have like a negative visceral reaction to me physically breathing, there is something wrong with you. Yeah, there is something wrong with you. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, truly, truly, you're ill, babe.
Yeah,
I'd check into a hospital if I were you. Do it for you, or do the midnight run and leave.
Yeah,
that's what I would do.
Yeah,
I've had countless women tell me that. They're like, my boyfriend really hates you, but I love you. What should I do? Break up with him?
You know, because what do you want me to say? I feel like we live in like a generation, and it's been this way for like the past like 2,000 or 3,000 years. But like 5,000 years ago, like dudes like that, you know what they would do? They would go somewhere and live by themselves on a mountain. Yeah. And you would never hear from them. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's why you don't.
Let's normalize that.
Yeah,
let's bring her back.
Yeah, you know,
normalize going into the woods and never coming out.
Yeah, there's a bunch of those like undiscovered islands.
Yeah.
You know, like have people that live there, if you like touch like the land, they will literally kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah, send him there.
Yeah, send him there. Oh, no. Send them all on a boat.
Yeah.
Right? Viking style. And then I'll archery shoot an arrow on fire into it, set it ablaze.
Yeah.
Before it even gets to the shore. That's what I'll do.
Blow up in the water.
I'm willing to do that for y'all.
Yeah.
Or you know what you could do? Mind your business.
Yeah.
Clear
that
skin
up. It's actually
that
easy.
Clear that skin up.
You know
up,
what?
Babe.
It's crazy because like you can just scroll.
You could
just scroll. You know, like every time that I see something that I like don't
care for. Yeah. Yeah. Like it's like, all right, see ya. There's like a not interested button.
I don't even remember the things in my life that I don't like. Same. Because I don't spend time.
Same.
On
that's
them.
Why we talked about it. Hot people don't spend their free time going around and harassing people unprovoked.
Yeah.
Like, they just don't.
Yeah.
They don't. I always think that about anything on the internet.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just could never take this that seriously.
And I just have to quickly say, because, you know, there's a lot of women, especially a lot of trans women or queer people that I know or that I meet in the street that like watch my videos and they always ask me about like confidence. And it's just like, I feel like there's a lot of things that people always preach all the time. But for me, my biggest thing is like, take a second to look around. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting at a store and I'm getting dressed by the owner for like something, right? And this lady comes in with her husband and she, you know, they're not from New York. Clearly.
Yeah.
You know, she's looking at me kind of like whatever, but her husband is looking at me like with like fury, anger, almost can't keep his eyes on her. And it's just like so furious, like watching me.
Yeah.
And like the whole store is helping me pick out like what glasses go best with me.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just a quick, like, you know, like, this is what sending love. Like, that's my whole energy. Sending love, like, for real. And that's all it is. You know, yeah. I don't. Like,
it's a jealousy is a disease.
Yeah.
Like, get well soon, man.
Oh, jealousy.
Good luck.
Is a disease. It is a disease. It truly is it a is. Disease. You
get
know
well
what I mean?
Soon, babe.
I you just have to honestly send love and wish people the best. And, like, I think the biggest thing that I realize is, like, sometimes you have those situations where somebody does piss you off and you are angry and you are like, man, I wish I would have said something.
Mm-hmm.
And that is moments like that, especially in my past, they really inspired me to be like, this is why I have to be surrounded by a group of bad bitches. Where are my girls at? Round them up. You know what I mean? You have to have a group chat.
Yeah,
you have to be surrounded by the strong bitches.
You have to.
When you can't remind yourself, you have to, like, you have to have, like, that camaraderie with other women.
And the church said amen.
Amen.
Amen, period, bitch. I'm so happy to hear it. And honestly, that's gonna do it for our episode today. But I want to give a very special thank you to my favorite bad bitch of all time, Anthony Boomba. I adore you.
I adore you.
I love you. The
and
one
we
and
adore.
Only.
Okay, so on TikTok, I'm Anthony Boomba. Honestly, if you just look up like BBL on Safari, like you'll find me.
She's all over them.
Yeah.
She's the CEO. That's
yeah,
why.
I'm the CEO of it.
The
and
CEO.
Then my Instagram is AWBoomba, BUMBA.
Period. I'm so happy to have you. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having
me. I love
you. My shoes.
I'm obsessed
with can't feel my feet right now, but I do love
all
you.
All for the look.
All for the look.
Period. Bad bitch tings.
Bad bitch tings.
And thank you all for joining us on this episode of the Comment Section Show. If you want to watch full episodes on YouTube, they are available on the Past Your Bedtime YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe. And you can also stream the Comment Section on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, wherever you name it. Come find me, bitch. You know where to find me. Thank you all for joining us today. Bye.